Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Alaska Fine Arts Academy's production of the zombie musical Shake, Rattle, and Rot.
And to talk about it, we have Robin Bassett, who's directing it. And
hello.
This sounds like a fabulous musical.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It's full of teenagers, and I picked it. I always tell people I picked it over a year ago before that movie Warm Bodies came out. And, of course, that's a zombie movie where a zombie boy falls in love with a live girl, and then he becomes a live boy, and that's kind of what happens in this play. And I was sitting there in the movie theater watching the preview going, that's the play I picked. So it's been done on the big screen. And so
you want to make sure that our audience knows that you chose it first before they even made that movie.
I turned to my kids and said, I chose it first. They said, Mom, be quiet. We're in the movie theater.
Well, you've kind of given somewhat of the plot away that a zombie boy falls in love with a live girl.
Yes, only these zombies all died in 1953, and so it's been 60 years because it's in the present day. So
they stayed the same age as when they died.
That's
kind of hard to think.
That's
about.
Yes. Okay. Unfortunately,
they're still high school kids.
They're high school zombies, and they have rotting flesh and such, and
Must be great fun to do the makeup.
Oh, we have had a blast doing the makeup. We've had various iterations where we've tried to draw brains with purple and red, and then it looks like they have a cartoon on their forehead. And, so we've had a lot of fun. We have a lot of really great makeup folks helping us out and a lot of creative processes going. This show, though, has had a lot of collaboration with the cast. So we've had a lot of fun with individual teens coming up with different ways to interpret each scene. So it's really been, I directed it, but I have to say it's been a collaboration that's just been delightful, delightful.
Excellent. And this is at the Fine Arts Academy, in case I didn't say that, which is in Eagle River.
Yes, we're out in Eagle River above the Alaska Industrial Hardware Store. We have a full theater up there, 92 seats. It's hard to believe. And you do have to make the trip up the stairs.
So I have to ask, do the zombies make it up the stairs without falling all over themselves?
They actually, it's kind of funny because we've had different ideas for set pieces. And at one point, we did have styrofoam headstones. Well, this is a musical, so they have to dance and sing. And the styrofoam headstones really didn't survive. So speaking of falling. And so, yeah, now they're painted wood, blocks. Yeah.
Well, I can understand that. I can see people making a misstep and falling over.
Right.
Well, I want to get back to one thing about the show. You mentioned it's about a zombie boy who falls in love with a living girl.
Yes.
And these zombies are from the 50s.
Yes.
But it takes place today.
Correct.
Well, what brings these zombies back to today? Is there a nuclear fallout or something?
Well, what always brings zombies? A time-space anomaly. There's uranium ore and a full moon. And so now I'm quoting from the script, if I can remember it. But, it's a special time-space anomaly. They have one night.
So it's like a Brigadoon version of zombies. So we're combining this movie you saw plus the play that's going on in VPA.
It's really getting twisted. No, it's really very cute. It's a bit shorter than our usual shows that we have. There are no scene changes, which is really refreshing, especially for our techies who are used to just working away, trying to get the set changed, correctly and You know, so it's all just a graveyard, which is a lot of fun, a lot of fun to decorate, a lot of fun to, you know, you can never have too many cobwebs.
That should be one on the sign as you go into the theater. You can never have too many cobwebs. And I see the show plays all the way up to almost Halloween.
Almost Halloween. But, you know, we love our set, which is full of lights and, you know, of course, cobwebs and tombstones. And so on November 1st, we're going to have a masquerade ball in the theater where people can, you know, dance and have a good time. So,
for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guest, Robin Bassett, talking about the Alaska Fine Arts Academy and Eagle River's production of Shake, Rattle, and Rot.
The zombie musical.
Yep.
Let's talk about the music for a moment. I mean, these are people from the 50s coming into today. So
right.
Is the music of the 50s era, or is it of today's era, or a mix, or what, yeah, what's the music like?
That's a great question. So most of the songs are from the 50s. One of the zombies is an Elvis type. In fact, last night we were working on his, you know, hip gyrations, and which is a lot of fun. I think I saw three cell phones as I was demonstrating the hip gyration. So I don't know what will be on the web eventually.
Watch out for YouTube.
Right, exactly. But we did throw in some present day songs. We couldn't resist. So.
So is the music from the time period, or were they written for the play itself?
It actually, the play was written in 1994. So it is a little bit, we did have to change, you know, one line says beat me. Mm-hmm. So we do now say text me, you know, to try to make it more 2013. There is a line about I have every cop video on DVD, so or on
VHS. Right.
Yeah, on tape. I think it says tape, you know. And so I'm sure that when you write a play for present day, you don't think about those technology things. Mm-hmm. So we did have to update it a little bit. But the music is all the 50s. It's all a lot of that, you know, wonderful, recognizable doo-wop stuff. So it's a lot of fun. Very catchy tunes.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the cast are high school students or high school actors?
Just about all of them.
Just about? And yeah. How many people are in the cast? How many zombies versus living
people?
Oh,
yeah, right. So we have three living people and nine zombies. And they range in age from 13 to 21, which is really fun. It's I actually am used to directing very large casts, and so that's one of the reasons this was so much fun. It's a smaller cast to get to really work together more as an ensemble, and so this was really great. But yeah, from 13 to 21, so young group.
And we keep talking about the fact this zombie boy falls in love with a living girl.
Yeah.
Are there any other subplots that go along
with
that?
Oh, of course, of course.
Tell us some of the things. What else goes on in the play?
So the living girl, there are two living girls. One is actually going after the other living girl's boyfriend because she's decided that she wants to go out with him. And unfortunately, he gets caught with her, and they do break up, and she sings a very sad song about that. And then at some point later, she meets the Elvis character zombie, and she actually falls in love with the Elvis zombie. So
is this young Elvis or old Elvis?
Yeah, this is young Elvis.
Young,
yes.
Elvis. Okay, good. I was,
1950s
good.
Elvis.
Good.
And he's very...
Not the fat Elvis.
Right. Yeah, and he's having a blast doing it. He's really... Brad, our actor for that part, has a great time doing it, and he does a great job of being, you know, the Elvis character. And of course, the girls swoon over him, which is fun and appropriate.
This sounds like a great play for kids. Adults, too, who are will remember back. But I would say bring all your children.
Yeah. And, you know, the subject matter is about high school dating. There's no real gore. We made an effort to make, you know, no blood and guts.
No,
you
arms
know,
they, falling off?
No,
oh, come
they, on. You know, they've been buried for 60 years, so there's no actual, you know. So we made an intentional effort to have fun with the zombies, but not really focus on the gory stuff, which you can kind of find when you're looking for things on the internet about zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of, but the makeup has been kind of a fun thing to play around with.
It's been a blast. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And messed up hair. And, you know, all the girls, do I have to do my hair tonight? Yes. And it has to be totally messed up. You've been dead for 60 years.
Unfortunately, we're just about to run out of time. So I want to thank you for coming, Robin Bassett, to talk about this play you're directing at the Academy of Fine Arts in Eagle River, which sounds like a blast, and I say anybody with kids should go and see it.
Absolutely.
Come shake, rattle, and hopefully not rot.
Right.
Well, thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin. And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of the Agatha Christie murder mystery, And Then There Were None, is running through October the 20th with performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River will be holding auditions for their Christmas production, A Sousified Christmas by Peter Bodo, on Saturday, October 5th from 10 to noon. No singing or dancing required. For more information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
Up in Wasilla at Valley Performing Arts, you can see Brigadoon by Lerner and Lowe running its last weekend through October the 6th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
At Cyrano's, it's the last weekend to see L'Abate by David Herson with its astonishing performance by David Haynes. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And finally, at the Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River, you can see Shake, Rattle, and Rot, the zombie musical by Leslie Caulfield. Performances are at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday, running October 4th through the 26th. For more information, please call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.